korbonei bedalis. That a nozer and levium have no way of bringing a korban bedalis. There's no two type of korbanos they bring. There's one general korban every nozer has to bring, or old levium had to bring. Mashienke tiyama b'mitzayra. Where the mitzayra brings his korban, she korbonei bedalis. He has a choice. Like Taisa says, El korban kavua benoniim ben hashirim tiyama b'mitzayra shimoniyul mevi tiparim. By a mitzayra it depends. If you're poor, you can't afford to bring the animals, you have had to bring birds. So you see, by a mitzayra, the Torah was maker by a mitzayra. That if he can't afford to bring an animal, he has the right to bring birds. So maybe, since the Torah was maker by the kabonis, maybe he wasn't the Torah was maker by his mitzvah. Tikalachas is lavdav kibetar. Maybe they don't have to use a razor, they could use anything. So you can't learn out mitzayra from a nazir and from a levium. Because those two things have a chumrah that their korban is kavua. But a mitzvah changes whether you're poor or rich. So maybe the Torah wasn't makbid by him to have a tar. So this the Gemara answers, Oma le rova, bar mishashi le rova. Yeah. This is one question. Now we ask another question. Oma le rova, bar mishashi le rova. I have another question now. Hi, Tano. Mikoro Omar Lalamda Mitsari Yasha. Shane Dunin Kal Michoimer Lahmerolov. At the beginning of the Braisa before on Daf Lametesim Abayz, here when we're talking about tar, we ask the question, how do we know that by a nozer even he has to use a tar, a razor, for his mitzvah tegalachas? So the Mara there said, and don't think to learn it out from the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is muchamer. So you can't learn out nozer from mitzvah. The mashma the Tana held that a mitzvah has to use a tara razor. That's pshita. That we know someplace by itself that a mitzvah has to use a razor. And the question is, can you learn out a nazir from a mitzvah? So he's saying no, you can't learn out nazir from a mitzvah because the mitzvah is mochamer. That's what the Tana said over here. And now our whole Gemara is saying just the opposite. The Hodarama, and now the Gemara says, Nelef Medina. Now the Gemara is asking the question, and by a mitzvah itself, really, how do we know that a mitzvah has to use a tar? How do we know he has to use a razor? We don't know. By the parasha of mitzvah, it doesn't say, but either we're learning it out now from a nazir. So what's going on here? Like first he said, learn out nazir from mitzvah. And now we're saying, by mitzvah gufa, we don't know that you have to use a tar. So we want to use a kavu, we want to learn it out. Nelef Medina. Or Medina Nami La Yalef, and we can't even learn out Mitzvah from Nazir. Because you have a Pircha. A Nazir has Lechem, a Mitzvah doesn't have Lechem. So what's going on here? First, the Tana said Mitzvah is Tripta needs a Tar. And now we don't even know where's the Makar to say it. So Gemara says, Omalei, Hahu Ali with the Rabbanin. Before the price was going according to the Rabbanin Shita. And Ho Ali with the Rabbi Eliezer. Here we're going now according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That what the Tanam would learn like this. V'yeinu chayiv ad she'laktenu betar. Yoni chayiv, if you cut off your hair, your payas, with a razor. He's going on, your payas. Like Tosfos said, the Tanam, the Perek Basra, the Makis. Einu chayiv l'gabei payas the zokin. By the payas of your beard, by the regular payas over here. Is ein chayiv bashchosos payas zokin. Ben kahanim ben yisraelu mashid lenu betar. No, Tazakin, not after the head, means of the beard. There are five payas to the beard. There's the two sides over here, a little further down too, and there's the chin. There are five points by the beard itself. They want that there's a law not to use a tar, not to use a razor. So, Rav Lezer says, you're not only chayiv for using a razor, for shaving with a razor, but if you pull out a hair from your beard, also yichayiv. Says the Tanam, without the Mishnah Gemara Makis, v'yein yichayiv ad shilaktenu betar. The Tanakama says, you only yichayiv by your beard if you cut it off with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer, why not feel lit to the malakit, over hit me. Even if you pull out the hairs with the tweezers, is also chayiv. That's the machlekes over there. So must look like this now. My tamayu, what's the machlekes tolien? So my tamayah, what's the machlokes tolien? The my tamayah, the rabbonin. What's the svar in the rabbonin that they say the issur of shaving is only with a razor. But to pull out the hair, that's mutter. How do they know this? Titania we learned. Ziknoi. The pasuk says ziknoi. It says the word ziknoi like you have to shave off your beard by a mitzvah. It says it by a mitzvah. When he becomes tor, he has to shave off all his hair and even his beard also. So shalom is matamad leima. Why does the pasuk have to say it separately? Like it already said already, the pasuk says by a mitzvah, so he brings down, it says, for hoya b'yerma shvi, yigaleach es kol saroi. The pasuk says by a mitzvah, on the seventh day, you have to shave off all your hair. So it says kol saroi. Then the pasuk says, as roishai, the hair of your head, v'yes the kanoi, the hair of your beard. So the question is, v'aloi b'chlau kol sarayhu, v'loi maporas v'yes the kanoi. When it says to shave off all your hair, it means your beard also. So why does the pasuk have to speak out clearly, your beard also? That's the kasha. Zikonoi matamadayma. So Gemara answers the fish, and then because the pasuk says, another place in Vayikram, upas zikonom lo yigalechu. It says by a kohen, he's not allowed to shave off his beard. Upas zikonom means the path, means the end of your beard. There are five ends to a beard. Is lo yigalechu. You're not allowed to cut it off. Yochos, I would have thought if so, afilo mitzorah came, maybe even when this kohen is a mitzorah, he also can't shave off his beard. His Talmud Lime is a zakonai. That's why the pasuk says no zakonai. That even though usually you're not allowed to shave off your beard, but when you're a mitzorah, now there's a special mitzvah to shave off all your hair of your body, so you're allowed to shave off your beard also. And even with a razor. Uminola and divitar, how do we know the mitzvah of a mitzorah is to use the dafka tar, to use a razor? The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, upas zakonim lo yigalechu. But you're not allowed to cut off your beard. Upas zakonim, the past, your beard, lo yigalechu, you can't cut it off. So yochol afilo gilcha b'misparayim. Yechayif, maybe lo yigalechu means even using the scissors. Maybe you can't even use the scissors on your beard. You're not allowed to cut your beard at all. Talmud Leima, this no, the pasuk says, another pasuk says, lo tashchis, that you can't destroy it. Destroy it, mashra means from the roots. You're destroying it, cutting it very, very close, like a razor does, that's called destroying it. But if you only use the scissors, that's not called destroying the hair. That's only called cutting the hair. So yochel, if you dash in the pasuk tashchis, destroying, maybe I would have thought, liktoi v'malakit v'hitna yechayiv, maybe then you're not allowed to use the tweezers to pull out the hair of your beard. Because if you pull out the hair, you're also destroying the beard. So maybe that's also the chlav aloi tashris, not to pull out the beard. Talmud Leima, that's why the other pasuk says no. Upas zakonim lo yigalechu. The other pasuk says that the aver is cutting off your beard. So who is the stira? Is the issa hashchata, destroying, or is the issa cutting? So that we answer yes, you need both. Haketzad. What's called the cutting that has hashchosa, that has a destruction, destroying? That's a razor. That you only, the avera by your beard is only using a razor. It means if you cut very close with a cutting, that's the avera to use a razor. So the shaila exactly is, what exactly is the heter to use a shaver? Why a shaver? Some people hold this mutter to use a shaver. Because a chur, a shaver does the same thing. A shaver is called ashchos, it goes very close to the skin. And the chur is also called the gluch, that's called cutting. So one heter they say, Ramosha is supposed to say, Ramosha is supposed to say, that the heter is that a shaver is not called giluach. It's not called cutting. It like mushes the hair. Like you see, when you empty, you clean out the shaver, it's not pieces of hair, it's like mush. Now that's not called giluach. In other words, by a beard, the issur is, it has to be a giluach, it has to be cutting it off, but very, very close. So even though a shaver goes very, very close, but that's not called cutting. It's one hitter. Because a tar, knows there has to be something like a tar that cuts. That's why some people, they want to test the razor, the shaver, to see if it's kosher or not. What you're supposed to do is supposed to take the blades and see if you cut a piece of paper. How sharp the blades are. And some blades are very dull, because it's not a glue, it's not called the blades are cutting the hair, it's like a grinding it more, it's like grinding the hair. Grinding is not called giluach. Giluach means cutting. if the blades are very sharp that it could cut a piece of paper, then it's a shayla. Another achronim want to say it doesn't go that close. Right. Yeah. Gemara says now, Mimai, who tells you this? Dilma liyela ma'afil likta b'malakad v'hikni nami mitzvah kovit. So what you want to say now is, this is the proof to say, you see by a mitzvah that the mitzvah of mitzvah is to use a tar, is to use a razor. And that's why you need this special pasuk of ziknoi. In other words, I would have thought to say that a mitzvah is not allowed to shave off his beard because it's navera. Kamashmul and ziknoi know that by a mitzvah has a mitzvah to shave off his beard. Then what do we need a pasuk for? It has to be because the only time there's a mitzvah is to use a tar, to use a razor. And if you use a razor on your beard, usually that's a navera. So I would have thought maybe mitzvah is not allowed to do it. That's why I need the pasuk to konoi to teach me that a nazir is not allowed to, that the mitzvah of a nazir is to use a tar, is to use the razor, but still it's mutter for a mitzvah. So Melo, this first braisa before that said that you can't learn out nazir from a mitzvah, which is mashma by a mitzvah, he understood needs a tar. That's this man the yom over here. That goes according to the Rabbanin, that the Rabbanin say by a mitzvah, the mitzvah is to use a tar. And that's why I need the pasuk to konai. So Mela, from the Rabbanin Shita, we see that he knows the mitzvah needs a tar, needs a razor. The other Gemara says, no, even from the Rabbanin, how do you know that? Mimai, Dilma may be the Yerlam really, I feel it to the Malachim of Hitni. Nami mitzvah covered. Maybe by a mitzvah he has a choice. Maybe if a mitzvah wants to just use a tweezer and pull out his hair, maybe he's also mekayim the mitzvah. For Kossi, what do we need the pasuk then ziknei for? Let him just pull out his hair. What do we need the pasuk for? Like pulling out your hair is mutter. So what does the Torah have to say specially, zikonoi? For Kossi lashminon, tiafilu betar lemechayvalei. That like it's up to the mitzvah, he has a choice. It just comes to teach you that if a mitzvah wants to use a razor, he's allowed to. In other words, maybe really a mitzvah does not have to use a razor. Maybe he could be the kind of mitzvah by pulling off his ear. Just if a nazir wants to use a razor, that's what the pasuk is teaching me that he's allowed to. So again, we don't know yet that a nazir has to use a tar. So Mora says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Amri, I'll tell you, if you're going to tell me that if a mitzvah, it could be the kindest mitzvah of just pulling out his hair, just pulling out his beard. If so, then lishta kraminei, the Torah should be quiet. V'anu amin, and I would learn out. Oma gabin noza di yisura. Kovid, afilu hochi mechayiv, hocha de mitzvah lakol shchein. Like I would have known to say the madach by a nazir, that he's doing the ksas issa. When a nazir becomes a nazir we have before, it's called the ksas chayta. He's doing something wrong. Afilu hochi mechayiv. Still, the mitzvah of a nazir is to use a tar. So, hocha by a mitzvah, that there's no aveir involved, he's only doing a mitzvah. Le'kol shchein, shun for sure, that I should know he could use a tar. That's one svara. If you're going to tell me now that a mitzvah could use a tweezers, so then in svara I would know he could also use a tar. That's one way.